linking chromospheric activity and magnetic field properties for late-type dwarf stars, by E. L. Brown et al. Spectropolarimetric data allow for simultaneous monitoring of stellar chromospheric log r-caret, HK activity and the surface averaged longitudinal magnetic field, BL, giving the opportunity to probe the relationship between large-scale stellar magnetic fields and chromospheric manifestations of magnetism. We present log r-caret, HK and or BL measurements for 954 mid-F to mid-M stars derived from spectropolarimetric observations contained within the Polar Base database. Our magnetically active sample complements previous stellar activity surveys that focus on inactive planet search targets. We find a positive correlation between mean log r-caret, HK and mean log, BL, but for G stars the relationship may undergo a change between log-rhac approximately -4.4 and -4.8. The mean log r-caret, HK shows a similar change with respect to the log r-caret, HK variability amplitude for intermediately active G stars. We also combine our results with archival chromospheric activity data and published observations of large-scale magnetic field geometries derived using Zeeman Doppler imaging. The chromospheric activity data indicate a slight underdensity of late F to early K stars with -4.75 is less than or equal to log-rhac is less than or equal to -4.5. This is not as prominent as the original Wann-Preston gap, and we do not detect similar underpopulated regions in the distributions of the mean, BL, or the BL and log-rhac variability amplitudes. Chromospheric activity, activity variability and toroidal field strength decrease on the main sequence as rotation slows. For G stars, the disappearance of dominant toroidal fields occurs at a similar chromospheric activity level as the change in the relationships between chromospheric activity, activity variability and mean field strength. This was Linking Chromospheric Activity and Magnetic Field Properties for Late-Type Dwarf Stars, by E. L. Brown et al.